Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Obviously, the inability of our system to handle that onslaught of that amount of rain poses a very different issue. And as a consequence of that, I've asked Lee and all the engineers over at the MTA to get back to us within about a 30-day period. And we've said 30 days. If it takes less, wonderful. Takes a few more, they will be thorough and precise to explain what we can think about doing to deal with a drainage issue that clearly is one of a recurring nature that we need to pay attention to.
Governor Spitzer yesterday, in the middle of the transit meltdown, which for many people was eerily similar to another couple of heavy rain days, though sans tornado, that took place in September of 2004 and August of 1999 and also flooded the system, also resulting in promises to do better next time, at least the one in 04 did. So what's going on here? Will it be different after the next deluge? We thank the CEO and executive director of the MTA, Lee Sander, for coming on for a few minutes to start us off this morning. Mr. Sander, thanks a lot, and welcome back to WNYC.
My pleasure, Brian. Thank you.
First of all, how'd things go in the morning rush today?
A lot better than yesterday. We were able to get our service back out to 179th Street, pretty much the rest of the system we had on back into service last night.
It was so boring, though. I just got on the train, got to work, got off the train. Where's the fun in that? You're still pretty new in your job. What did you learn yesterday?
Well, you know, learned that we're capable of having a active nature that could take the whole system out pretty much. I'm not sure that every line had been impacted as it was today in 2004 and before. We had no institutional memory, I think, of something of this magnitude. It was a tornado. So, you know, learned that. I think what's more important is that I expect to learn a whole lot more in the next 30 days as I put this task force together to look at, you know, both the information issues to see what we can do to improve that, and then the engineering issues in terms of how we can protect the system against excessive flooding.
You know, there's something you didn't mention, and one of the things that people complained the loudest about when they called in here yesterday wasn't even the system shutdown per se, but the bad communications on the trains and in the stations, plus the pretty useless MTA website. This doesn't bode well if we have, God forbid, a terrorist attack where it's really an emergency, does it?
That's what I mentioned. I said the first thing I said was information. That's what I was referring to.
I see.
So that is, no, it's two pieces. One is the communications with the public, and then, you know, from an operations engineering standpoint, how we deal in operating the system. From an information standpoint, that's clearly a major item for the task force. I began to implement significant changes when we had a smaller storm July 18th, and the website was not able to handle the traffic that it had. They were actually in the process earlier this week, working day and night to put in new firewalls, and we are hopeful that by next week we'll be able to handle, you know, this kind of a surge. We're delighted that more people are taking the Internet. Getting past the issue of our website, clearly we need to see what we can do with a fast-breaking event, how we can get better information out. We're handicapped in that our public announcement system, you know, is very, very old, and it's in our capital plan, and we're hoping to get the resources to bring it up to a modern state. But we need to look at both scenarios. What can we do with the PA system the way it is? And then, you know, if we are fortunate enough to get the funds to improve the system to, you know, have a better PA system.
Is any of it in staff training in how to communicate with riders, what to tell us and when?
Exactly. I mean, that's why I refer to the scenario with as is. In some cases, you know, there may be ways in which we can get better information out. I mean, part of the problem is, you know, the fact this was fast breaking and we could not predict what was going down. But at the same time, one of the things that the task force should look at is, can we train our frontline personnel to do a better job than they did? We need to see what kind of a job they did, whether it was systemic issues or individual issues. That's part of the scope of the work.
MTA Chief Lee Sander, my guest on WNYC. You were quoted in one of the papers that I read this morning, I forget which one, wondering if this could have been global warming related because of a few such heavy rains relatively close together, do you think?
Well, I don't want to be the Chicken Little, you know, with the MTA talking about global warming. So, I want to make that point. At the same time, the fact of the matter is that the institutional perception here is that we are having storms of greater intensity with greater frequency. What New York City Transit has said to me, you know, our system was designed for this happening once every 10 years. And so it would appear, given the storm in 99, 2004, in early this year, 07, this storm, that it may be happening more frequently. But that is also one of the things that I'm directing the task force to look at. You know, is there, whether it's global warming, whatever, is there a likelihood of storms of greater intensity due to changing conditions, just so we're better prepared for it? So it's a question. But again, it's no excuse for ourselves or anybody else. The other point I'd make in that context, we were not the only transportation system that was overwhelmed. Every other one was, too. And
right.
I think that applies to all of our systems in terms of climate change and how we deal with that, and also the possibility of more hurricanes of greater strength coming up the northeast as the water gets warmer.
You know, Science Report, a friend of mine, says the subways could be especially vulnerable to warming because climate change causes sea level rise, which affects an underground system. Do you believe that?
As we pointed out yesterday, we move a lot of water as it is, and so theoretically, I have to pass on that because I haven't looked at that, that particular thesis. But again, that's one of the things that we'll be looking at. One thing I do want to mention on the program this morning is that I did speak with Commissioner Emily Lloyd from DEP. You know, one of the things that may have occurred was that the city sewer system was unable to take the water as we were pumping it out, because all our pumps worked, and we implemented all of the recommendations from the Inspector General from the report in 2004. So, basically all except one pump was working, and that was going fine. It may be that the city's sewer system was unable to handle it. We don't know that for sure, but delighted to note that Commissioner Lloyd, along with others, will be participating in this task force, so we take a very thorough look at what we need to do. I know that such a report was done by the IG in 04, got mixed reviews, and I think there was a response by the MTA board after that. But we're going to take a very, very thorough look at all these different components.
You mentioned sanitation. Was garbage on the tracks a factor? I've even had people suggest to me that all those free handout newspapers might be contributing to this because so many people throw them away in the stations.
We will look at that, but one piece of good news, when I announced the financial plan 2 weeks ago, one of the programs I announced was a customer cleaning and safety program, and built in there are more track cleaners to deal with debris. We have hired, since the 04 report, more cleaners, but I think that we'll have additional resources to make sure that those that the tracks are clean of debris. Again, we need to look at, did any debris come through because of the flooding? Because we're basically in valleys in Queens. If you look at the 179th Street line, it is at the base of a hill, and so can't tell right now whether it's AM or Metro, or whether it's just trees and other debris that came through. We'll have to find that out.
Lee Sander, head of the MTA, for just another couple of minutes. And before you go, as head of the MTA, you're also responsible for the bridges and tunnels. And the federal government is now saying about the Minneapolis bridge collapse that a design flaw may have been a cause of the tragedy there, and that all states should take extra care in how much weight they allow on bridges during construction work. Does that affect New York bridges?
Well, in terms of the governor, we had a press conference yesterday, and we indicated that we were stepping up the inspections, following through on guidance from USDOT. We don't have the only facility that bears any kind of resemblance in terms of the kind of truss bridge that we have is the Gil Hodges Marine Parkway Bridge. It is in a particularly good shape. A lot of work has been done on it, but we need to pay particularly close attention to issues that were cited in terms of construction work being done, gravel that may have been there, and don't think that's relevant to MTA bridges and tunnels. But as the information comes out from Minnesota and from SHWA, we're right all over it.
So all that press that there was about the Brooklyn Bridge, being similar in design and being rated even lower than the Minnesota Bridge. Was that wrong or misleading?
Again, I think that, you know, when I was commissioner of city DOT, I had responsibility for the city bridges, of which the Brooklyn Bridge is one. I think, you know, more appropriate for Jeanette Sadi-Khan, the commissioner of DOT, who's very capable, and Henry Pariah, the chief engineer, there to speak to that. In terms of our bridges, our MTA bridges and tunnels.
Are some that are city, like Brooklyn Bridge, and some that are MTA. Are those all only the toll bridges?
That's right. We have the toll bridges within the city of New York, as well as two tunnels. The city of New York has the East River bridges and the Harlem River bridges.
Something real quick posted on our comments page from a listener who wants to know why the customer service line only works between 9 and 5. But I'm not sure that's accurate. Is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure with the exact hours that we have, and we also have, you know, different systems for each property. That's one of the things that we're looking at in terms of integrating them for the different agencies. Certainly in circumstances like this, one of the things that we'll be looking at is to ensuring that we have 24-hour capability.
All right, MTA Chief Lee Sander, thanks a lot for coming on what I'm sure is a very busy morning after the flood. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, Daily News columnist Michael Goodwin on new revelations this week about Governor Spitzer's office apparently hiding evidence from the state attorney general. Stay with us.